Maybe it's
Okay.
different. I've got the next
This
day already in Australia, so maybe you are still in all the night chaos.
we are. So today is Thursday, September 1st, 2016, and this is the new moon session. And it's a quite interesting session. So anybody want to actually say their name and state their intentions? Tanya? Maybe?
I'm Tanya from Australia, and my intention is to keep growing in this love and to let my work unfold and to really show up for everything, show up for my kids, show up for my work, my business, my sacred livelihood, and show up for all my relationships in truth.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Anybody else?
Hello, I'm Jessica. I'm joining for the new moon in Virgo because my intention is consistency in the practices that bring me the most fulfillment and bring me the most health.
Nice. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Angela. And
hi, Angela.
Hi. So my intention is to keep allowing and paying attention to these magical doors that I had never imagined to show up and open. Like, things just keep showing up. And granted, when they show up, I pay attention to them, and I know what my next actions are, but things I had never imagined before. So I would like, during this moon cycle, for more of that to happen.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? I see more people are joining us. Yay.
I'll chime in. This is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi. So I have a few intentions. Establishing good body and mind health habits, creating efficient systems and order in my household, including financial systems, and promoting accurate discrimination. So if something, like the previous caller was saying, magical comes my way and I dismiss it, I want to be able to catch those moments. Well, discrimination.
Nice. Say that last part because you've been breaking up.
Oh.
I think I got my.
Oh, so basically, just promote accurate discrimination. I'm not. There are many ways to say that.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Susan with So-So and Joey.
Hi, Susan, So-So and Joey.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. It is my pleasure. Even though today is a little chaotic, as you can hear in the background.
Yes. It's chaotic too.
Yes. Do you want to actually say your intentions, or do you want me to actually say what you sent in? Because it's always beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably better than me trying to piece it together from memory.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So, where is it? And no, I actually am having a hard time finding the juices, and that's interesting.
Oh, okay. I guess he wants it included.
Let's
see about the piecing it together from memory part.
So, I know, for those of you who don't know, so-and-so and Joey are birds. You have to tell them exactly what kind, because I don't know.
Well, Joey is a Major Mitchell's cockatoo, and so-so is a blue and gold macaw. And when we don't figure things out or get working on things as quickly as so-so thinks we should, he tends to complain, which is what he was just doing.
Exactly. He's saying, come on, get it together.
Get it together. And he hasn't felt up to doing that for, what, close to a year now. So it's an indicator of how much better he's feeling. His liver has been degenerating, and it's been regrowing.
Nice.
So he is feeling better. But, yeah, for me, so much has been coming up more, another layer of inner child stuff, inner child trauma, and clear out the rest of that. But there's an awareness that is moving forward and our new dimension that we can't take any of the old stuff with us. And so my request for me and on behalf of everybody else who would like it is to be clearing, but with ease and grace and joy, without pain and trauma and drama, everything that still needs to go, so that we can move forward in wholeness into this new way of being.
Nice, thank you.
I'll go with overcoming inertia.
Okay.
It's Andy. I know
Hi,
you haven't
Andy.
Heard my voice in a while.
I know who it is, but other people don't, so thank you.
I've listened in on a few, just I'd come in late because of work and didn't want to interrupt, and so just held space, but...
Okay, so you overcome inertia?
Overcoming inertia, just to start moving forward with whatever is supposed to happen. Not necessarily with an intention, and that may be part of the problem, is because I don't know what I want the intention to be to overcome the inertia. So. I'll just throw it out there.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. Anybody else?
Hi, Debbie. It's Debbie.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. The only thing I got is a one-word wonder, which you know I am, is like wayward. So I looked it up, and it's going. It could be defined as going in the wrong direction. So inertia to overcome going in the wrong direction or the wayward way. I'm not sure what it was, but something about that. And all I saw for the group was like tumultuous seas. So I guess overcoming the tumultuous seas that are...
Okay.
I guess that might be in the moment or not. Fear crossing, however it would be best for the group.
Okay. Tumultuous seas fits it. Fits the evening, actually, because there is a lot of tumultuous seas floating around here.
Okay,
good. I love the word wayward. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hello, Debbie?
Yes?
This is Cody. I just came in. I'm not sure what the subject is, but I heard a couple of people. Is this where we say what our desires are?
This is our intentions, yes, because we all got a late start. So, yes, so you're in perfect timing. So, would you like to intend for yourself and or the world?
World peace. World peace is my goal in life and now and in the rest of my life. And ways to get there is by wellness and fitness of mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
Connection, communication, and may all good things come to everyone who's there.
Say that last part again.
May all good things come to everyone who is there at this meeting.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Okay, then I'm just going to state my own intention because what I've noticed is, well, actually, if for any of you guys who listen to the Leo King video that I had on there, he described it perfectly. He said, you know, just breathe and be in the moment and do the right thing, whatever that right thing is. So it's really about steadying ourselves, and the image of tumultuous seas is coming up quite clearly right now. What we're doing is here, the image is coming from a storm that just passed, and I'm seeing the tumultuous seas. And it feels like we're getting ready to start, and there's a lot of noise in the background, so if you have noise going on, please mute yourself by doing *6. And you can always unmute yourself by *6. Good. Okay, good. So I will leave it open, and then if I need to, I'll just mute everybody, and then if anybody needs to, they unmute themselves by *6. You mute by *6, unmute by *6. So I'm going to do that now. Okay, the noise was still going, so I muted everybody. So please, 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 if you want to say something, if anything shows up that you feel guided to include as part of this session, please do unmute yourself by doing *6. For right now, we have begun, and we began way before this session because there was all this chaos going about. So the theme seems to be to all of the old patterns are really surfacing, and things are coming up to, like, right in your face. I don't know if everybody else is experiencing that, but that's what I've been experiencing today, especially, like, right in my face. So what I'm seeing are those tumultuous seas, and it looks like we're all on these little rafts, and I see everybody on the call in this sea, and we all have these little rafts, and we're all not connected, but we're all in the same vicinity. So what I'm seeing is what we need to do is just wait out the storm and just keep our eye on the horizon. And even if we can't see the horizon, we need to keep our eyes on each other. And so what I'm imagining right now is what I'm seeing is with these seas, it's like bringing in links. We are still on all of these rafts, but I see ropes, links, literally being connected between raft, between raft, between raft, so that nobody gets lost. Ah, that's nice, so that nobody gets lost. Because what I'm seeing is in this kind of sea, in this kind of weather, if we fall back into old patterns, and a lot of people said something about establishing new habits and new patterns and new ways of being, which is brilliant and which is the right way to do it. And what we're doing is seeing that these old habits are coming up right in our face, and they're trying to knock us off of the raft. And so what we want to do is just welcome them, look them in the eyes, and recognize them, acknowledge them, own them, claim them, do whatever is necessary to integrate them in a way to where they can be transmuted and transformed through every fiber of our being, through every level of our being. So I'm talking about the spiritual, the astral, the energetic, the emotional, the mental, the physical, all of these layers, all of these aspects and qualities of who we are butting heads with our past and with the present moment. And so what we're needing to do is breathe into them, greet them as they come to us, and allow them to integrate into our being in a way to where our rafts land ashore and we can step off on solid ground again. And that's beautiful. I really see that happening. So that is all being set into motion. I feel the heart of everyone, and I feel a lot of different emotions surfacing, and a lot of these emotions are angst and sadness, and well, there's a little bit of everything. There's angst, there's sadness, there's paranoia, there is anxiety, there is anger, there is regret. And all of these emotions need to be welcomed and invited into our heart in a way where we can synthesize them and assimilate them into our being so that we can acknowledge the pains of our past, integrate them into our tissues, and allow them to, as I said before, be transmuted. So everybody breathe that in, because I see that happening. There are a lot of heart's desires. I see hearts pumping, 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 and everybody's got their own hearts. So it's like we have this conflict of our past, the conflict of our emotions, and the conflict of our desires, and this thought of time. And I know that several of us have put comments, thank you, Angela, about patience, because I'm seeing that the heart's part of the anxiety is the struggles of the past, and part of it is the desires of the future and the fears that, we are going the wrong way. There is a fear that we're either going the wrong way or we're never going to be able to get our heart's desire. And what we're doing now is kind of walking through that fear to acknowledge that fear in a way that we own it, we claim it, and we look it straight in the eyes. And the message that is coming down, and it's coming down like gentle rain, this message that's coming down like gentle rain is, none of your heart's desires would be in your heart if they were not put there intentionally by your spirit, by your source. So trust, trust, trust. So I see trust just integrating down, and a gentleness coming down to kind of wash away some of the angst and some of the sorrow and some of the regret and fear, to just wash away what is not purposeful anymore, what has been congested in our energy fields, what has been keeping us from being able to see clearly. And so with that, working with the senses in a way as well to peel away gently, not harshly. This is all about, it's interesting because the energy is tumultuous and swirling, and yet what I'm feeling is the energy that's being offered to us tonight is gentle. It's a very gentle, like almost like a blanket just coming down to keep you safe and keep you warm. So there is this sense and these messages coming down that say, all is well. Just breathe, just trust, just know that all is well in spite of the tumultuous energy floating around in the world and in even in the weather. Just breathe and trust and know. And take one step at a time and know that the ground, the pathway will be lit up under your feet. I see as we walk forward, I see cobblestones lighting up. It's kind of like, almost looks like an animated game. It's like as we walk, the light, the pathway lights up. And I'll be right with you, Andy. And I see it lighting up to show us, yes, this is the right step. Almost like, it's funny because it's kind of like an animated game. Like it lights up if it's the right step, and almost like you hear like a buzzer that goes, eh, and you can take, and it doesn't mean that you're, it doesn't mean that you're, pardon the expression, screwed with the eh. It just means that, you can step back and take another direction. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, with the tumultuous seas, the image I keep getting is that we were in the water. We were getting close to shore, and a riptide came along and pulled us back out. So that's a lot of the chaos. And what you have to do with the riptide is not fight the current, or you'll die. You have to let it carry you out, and then it'll run parallel to shore, and then eventually you've got to figure out where the current is going back into shore, and then swim like heck to get there, or in our raft. So it's sort of like your cobblestone analogy, and so it's the old patterns, and the old patterns are pulling us out to sea right now, and we just kind of have to go with it. So to some degree, knowing that we're going to go parallel for a while, then back, you know, back to our goal. So.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And it fits right in. It's true. The old patterns are like a riptide.
Mm-hmm. They just rip you off your feet, and you're like, oh, no, not again. So
exactly. Oh, no, not again.
I feel like I've been in one for about the last 3 to 6 months, so yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So... everybody just breathe that in. Breathe in that knowing that even if you've stepped in a riptide right now and you feel like you're being swallowed up by the sea, just take a moment and breathe. And notice that what you're breathing in, even in the riptide, when you take a moment and breathe, is the air you need, is everything you need. Beautiful. There is something showing up in terms of the masculine and feminine, too. And it feels like part of that riptide is like literally like they've been ripped apart. And there is a sense of, what do we do with that? So I'm asking, what do we do with that to see what shows up? And the answer that comes again, and it feels like, again, it's like this gentle energy. It's like these things are floating down from the sky, from the heavens. And I see literally this floating, effervescent kind of dove-like quality that says love. What do you do with that? You love it. You just love it. And it's almost like you love even the rift, and as you love the rift, you watch it disappear.
Offer your hand to help.
Yes. Yes. And your heart.
And your heart, yeah. Through your hands,
yes.
But yes. Yes.
This is really such a... I love this. It's like turned into such a gentle thing. It's kind of like everything is just kind of quieted down, and it feels like there's a softness of being that's coming. And that's actually the message, a softness of being. I recently have just attended a workshop where I worked through a lot of things, supposedly. And as I was working through them, what the message that came was, be gentle. And that's what I'm actually hearing. We need to, we're so used to trying to struggle with these past issues and with these habits that have kept us circling the same old well, that we haven't even thought about, oh, we can turn around and look at it a different way. And it's really about just bringing it into consciousness. And I'm feeling right now like I'm at the third eye, the brow, the Ajna chakra, the pituitary, the pineal, the thalamus, all of that. It's like at that area, and ironically now a siren comes again. But it's really just saying integrate this lightness of being, this gentleness of being, this softness of being. And listen to the whispers. I'm hearing listen to the whispers. Pay less attention to the noise and listen to the whispers. Because the whispers are where the truth is revealed. Oh, so beautiful.
I'm feeling the masculine and the feminine and just melting inside of us together, merging in that sacred union. And the, our personality, I'm just feeling the mass just really dropping off. And inside this total dropping, like two oceans coming together, where that rift is, you know, when the two sides come together.
Yeah.
Where that still point is actually created. And again, this softness of actually really honoring and appreciating the different qualities in the masculine and the feminine that are also in all of us. And dropping this pretentiousness of having to be this or that, but just really dropping so deeply inside. I'm almost seeing this spiral going down and pulling this all down. And then just not get together at all. Yeah,
I feel it. It's like I feel like I'm swirling in it now. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like, ah. And as you were talking, Tanya, go ahead.
Oh, I just feel the surrendering, like the feminine womb, but also the masculine has the etheric womb, and then that all surrendering into the earth womb, and just really the earth and the sea womb just dropping in and resting, and then feeling all these little roots growing out of our whole skin and out of the deepest part, out of every cell, like little roots growing out through the Wei Qi field into the earth, really grounding us into this softness and moistness, holding us there so we can rest this quest of trying to be someone or something.
That's beautiful. And I'm integrating that right now with movement. That is beautiful. I love that, actually, when you said letting go of this quest to be something or someone.
I feel the resting. Yeah.
Just resting into knowing you are someone. And knowing that you are someone valuable, as all life is. And knowing that all life is valuable does not mean that there is no differentiation and that one is more valuable than the other. And it's interesting because as I'm saying that, I'm seeing, it's like as I turn around, it's like I see the face of someone as I say, all life is valuable, the ego is saying, but I and more valuable. And so there is this posturing going on internally with the ego that we all have to be somehow special. And if we're all special, then somehow nobody's special, and the ego just can't deal with that. So it's like all this tension up inside the body of dealing with all of that. And it's like, whew, just let it go. And when I say let it go, I don't mean we throw away the ego. We do not throw away the ego. What we do is we just shake off the tension of having to be, having to stand out or having to somehow prove that we're important, which is similar to exactly what you just said, Tanya, about having a quest to be somebody. But it's working with the ego in a way that actually is just letting the ego just kind of rest, relax, shake it all out.
I feel almost as if we are blown up alone, and there it is, it says on their life, you are this, you are that, and it actually blows, like we bust into it with a needle, and it's like I just see this be nothing, and to express in this, wow, if I am nothing, I am all and everything, and I don't have to prove anything or do anything. I can then just go onto this current and be actually taken where I'm meant to be, from the deepest soul level, go into the soul level, deep out of the heart, just feeling this and dropping into this river that just takes us where we are nothing. We don't have a raft. We have nothing. We are nothing. We are just...
And yet we're happily nothing. So, because we realize that nothing is not the same definition that we've given it in this world in terms of importance. So we're gracefully flowing in the current. Oh, that's nice.
And attached to no thing.
Do what?
And attached to no thing.
Yet connected to everything.
Yes.
There's a
connected
difference.
But not necessarily attached.
Exactly. Because we have such strong attachments because we feel disconnected. And so this is about saying we are connected. So what's to be attached to? We're all connected.
And the more we are in this river, there's actually no way to being attached because we are in that river, and that's like a white water river. It just takes us, and there's not even the possibility to really attach to anything. But because we're so in this life flow, we are connected to everything. Without hanging on a tree somewhere and holding on, we are letting go and going with that river.
Yes. Gratefully and graciously. And joyfully. Ah. So I see all this effervescence coming up.
I'm really feeling this commitment also to show up to this life. And then the old attachment that came from fear that if I don't hold on, I'm going to die or whatever. I'm dying into nothingness. And if we are that nothing already, there is nothing to do but to be, hopping into this beingness.
And to allow the being to just show up. It's to answer the call of our souls. And the call of our souls, so there's part of a frustration there too, because the call of our souls is the real calling, because the call of our souls is that part that knows we're connected to everything and all of life. And it knows that in that connection, we all have gifts to offer in the moment, in the phase. So it's not like we have to come up with an identity or a label or a career to actually prove that we are way showers. So thank you, Debbie, the waywardness. We are way showers. But in order to be a way shower, we have to let go and know that the way is being revealed to us and through us, not by us. And yet it is, because we're connected to everything. So,
I I'm feeling through that also, all these souls coming together that really nourish each other, where we are really being guided to each other with whom we are meant to, like the collaboration that you mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in this alone, but to actually, I feel this old fear. I feel also the throat chakra really opening up from the heart, from the soul, to express our vulnerability, to even say what we are scared of. And this, from the heart, this deep fear of love, of surrendering to this, whereas it's our deepest desire going down to the solar plexus, this big hole of, I really desire this love, but then I'm so scared, I'm locking it. So freeing that all, I'm just seeing all the chakras freeing up and opening through the mouth. So I'm feeling the mouth opening and the heart opening, the whole body front opening to let this in, running through
us. Let it in through us, but I also see it like flowing through us. So the light has kind of come from the back of us, through the back of us, all the way through the front of us, and just kind of opened those chakras, opened those portals, and opened us in a way that allows us to receive that level of awareness, that level of commitment, that level of being.
May I add?
Yes.
That before we were in the physical body and having the ability to speak as we do, just on the subject of no thing, we still had this communication going in the spirit world. And we entered into a body and became part of the matter world. And so
okay,
now
so are you, I'm gonna
we,
ask
are,
you.
We are something.
Go ahead.
We are something. I just wanted to add that.
Okay. Thank you. And so now I see a little bit of swirling because we need to clear the crown chakra, the head chakra, and bring it down. So just like the chakras were opening up horizontally, I see them opening up from the crown all the way down into the earth, like this spiral coming down from the heaven down into the earth, and just whoosh, opening up that pathway and grounding it into this life. And also the opposite spiral. In other words, there is this mechanism, there is this energy that is flowing vertically and horizontally and all around us. And it's just cleaning us up. It's giving us the opportunity to let go of what's been sticky, but that we really are done with, but we just kind of keep revisiting. There's some old stuff, old habits that we just kind of think we're done with, and we really are done with them, but every now and then they show up again, so we're like, maybe I'm not done with you. And maybe that's not true. Maybe you are done with them, but it's just showing up again so that you can say, thank you. I'm done with you. And yes, it's always part of who we are physically, yet it doesn't mean you have to keep going backwards. And now I just see like stepping backwards. It's like we don't have to keep going backwards. It's about moving in all directions and recognizing that all of life is movement. And it's not a linear path. It is a rhythm. And it's time we actually claimed our own purpose. So for everybody on the call today, I'm asking you, claim your divine soul and your divine purpose right here and right now, and claim your rhythm, because your purpose is incorporated in a rhythm. It's not on a chalkboard. It's not on a legal pad. It's not in a conference call. It's in a rhythm, it's in a flow, and it's going to evolve. And what I'm being shown now is like the Aborigines, their name changes because their name changes as their gifts reveal themselves. So they don't stay one person the whole lifetime. They recognize they're always evolving, they're always learning, they're always sharing. And in that learning, evolving, sharing, they change their identity. And they also recognize that they are not that identity, but in that moment, their identity is flowing through them. So it's tapping into that.
And this deep knowledge that we are already the purpose.
Yes.
We are that already, just as we are.
Yes, so we have to work on vision right now in regards to that. Thank you, Tanya, because our vision is getting in the way, actually, because our vision is we are not that yet. So we're, like you say, we're always trying to become that. So, but recognizing that even in our day-to-day, from the moment we wake up, every single day, we are in our purpose. It's just that our vision of our purpose says, this can't be it. What can I possibly, this cannot be it because I don't feel like I'm really doing anything. I don't feel like I'm offering anything. And yet, when we step into that, the offering shows up. What was that, Andy?
I said it's reconnecting. So I know I have felt very disconnected and unattached, you know, and it's about reconnecting and becoming detached, you know, so being detached. There is still going to be that sense of attachment, so but you have to be, you know, in a place of detachment, but you can't really be unattached or there's nothing. And that's what I felt so much the last few months is just unattached to anything. I mean, I'm getting carried along by the current of life, but just no connection, and I don't like it.
Oh no, because it's not real. It's what you've been experiencing, but you are connected. But going through that process of, and I think maybe it's a process that we all have to go through, this unattached part, because sometimes it's so challenging to let go of those old patterns that. The sense of I'm going to detach from them is what we do, and things aren't going my way, so I'm going to detach from it because it's too painful to want something and know that it's not happening, and it may never happen the way I imagine it. So it's too painful, so I'm going to detach. But it's not about detaching; it's about diving in.
I'm feeling the shadow world really coming up to all our shadows, all the parts we have disowned, for them to really go there and see them and bring them out and integrate them.
Yes,
and
thank
I spent
you.
Last night, I mean, I have morning right now here, but last night I sat outside until 1 a.m. in the morning and just watched the night in silence, and there was this possum coming onto my deck, and I'm just feeling that coming in, the possum totem message of doing the work, not doing the work, but he's on a mission at night. He goes around, he scavenges for food, he climbs and plays in trees, and in the day he sleeps and rests, and he's just merging. He's merging with the night unseen, and he just is. And also
night.
To play dead. Possums play dead. You know, they get a scare, they play dead, and then they're just so there.
So you're sharing a vision you had last night.
You know, the possum was actually here next to me on my deck. I was outside sitting. The possum was
Thank
here.
Thank you, because I did not hear that. So that was good, because I thought you were sharing a vision. So you were sharing a possum that showed up in the night.
Yes, when I sat outside, I watched the night outside last night. And just sat outside
Beautiful.
Till 1 o'clock. And I just wanted to bring that in. Also a peaceful night energy and the light and the dark and the parts we don't like about ourselves. I feel like a murky lake as well, and we stir it and let that all just come up to be zipped off. You be cleansed out and purified. So we can just be and love ourselves with all we are and get and what doesn't fit to us goes, and what matches us really comes in.
Yes.
So we can enjoy this beauty. There's so much old patterns I feel going right through the ancestral line backwards and forwards of this has to be hard work. We have to be not in pleasure. This has to be painful. These patterns of this guilt, when it feels too good, we have to stop it.
Yes.
Instead of, oh, yes, you can see, oh, no, this is too good. So really, really going into opening up to pleasure and love.
Nice.
And
what
makes our soul.
And also something else you said about the shadows is you said opening up to beauty. I want to kind of append that to say what you were saying before about owning our own shadows, calling our own shadows in, because as Cody said, he wants world peace. I believe we all do on this call, but the world peace has to begin within, because we are a reflection of that outer world, and the only way that world peace will come is when we claim our shadows, and not from a guilty perspective or from a needing to rein them in perspective, but from recognizing the beauty of the shadow as well. So that fits right in with what you were talking about with being with the night last night. Beautiful. So if we can all just greet the night that is in us and love it and recognize how beautiful it is.
Yeah, I feel this beautiful dark fur coming up again of that possum shiny darkness and the dark light flowing through us. There's a dark light and the bright light.
Nice. And I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I see a volcano.
That's what I saw the other day, was a volcano in my deep journey.
Yes,
it's
a volcano.
It's the masculine and the feminine energy.
Yes, it's the volcano. It's the rumbling deep within, as you were saying before, Tanya, the womb and the eruption that comes from that.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So one does not exist without the other, and we are being asked to teach how to teach people to move in harmony.
We are being asked to move in harmony.
Yes.
I feel we are not just asked to teach, but to be.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you, Cody. It's not so much about teaching. It's about being, and then the teaching just arrives. Ah. Nice. So I feel something sticky coming down the front. It's like something sticky in our faces. I believe it has to do with, it's like peeling it off. I believe it has more to do with the masks that we wear. And the masks that we wear are valid, but it's the stickiness is not the mask per se, but it's the identification as being that.
The residue off the mask. That's what. Before you even said that, that's exactly what I got.
Thank you. It does.
Like you pulled it off, but there's still that glue that's kind of stuck on there that you got to pull off.
Yeah. It's kind of like we need to wash that off because that stickiness will just invite another one.
Yep. Plus, you can't. If there's another mask to come off after that, it won't come off until you've like peeled off all of the last one. So.
Exactly. Nice.
We need to eat sticky date pudding. I don't know why that keeps coming up for me.
What kind of pudding?
Sticky date pudding and lighten up and have fun. Instead of working so hard to peel these masks off and going to all these self-development things and reading books, actually, this is just a metaphor, but to just actually sit and eat sticky date pudding and have fun.
I still don't know what sticky wet pudding is.
It's a kind of an Australian dish.
Okay. That's why just
the name. The name
sticky,
just popped up from you when you said
spell
sticky.
Spell it for me.
It's sticky, like you said, and it's a date pudding.
Oh, date. D-A-T-E.
Oh, date.
Yeah,
pudding.
Date.
Okay.
Yeah, D-A-T-E.
I was saying bread,
okay.
So.
That actually brought up other things with the date aspect. That's kind of funny. We need to play more with ourselves and one another and life in general. Nice.
And to play with time.
And to play what?
To play with time, even. You really get out horizontal timeline onto the vertical, you know, have dinner for breakfast, like really live on days where we can do just totally live without the clock. I saw this clock today on one of the astrological forecasts that just said now instead of numbers. It said now, and all the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on.
Yes, that is brilliant, that's actually brilliant that we can play with time. And I love what you just said about having a day where we don't even acknowledge time, where we have nothing scheduled. I'm going to actually invite each of us on this call between this new moon and the next new moon to have at least one of those days where we didn't look at a clock and we woke up when we woke up and we had nothing scheduled and we did what felt right in that moment.
Would you call that now training?
Yes, I'd love it. I wouldn't call it anything except for being in the moment. And letting
the true
and
time
playing with
is
time.
Now.
Playing with time in a way that where we are not we're acknowledging time, because obviously time is present always in this reality anyway. And playing with it in a way where we're acknowledging it but we're not scheduling it. We're not breaking it down into minutes, seconds, hours, days.
We're
playing more with the natural element of it. Huh.
Yeah, the natural time, living in natural time. And then we actually realize that we can live like that fully. Like I find I'm dropping more and more into that. And then the work appears, I mean, the so-called work, it just shows up and it can fit in the whole day. And there's no distinction anymore between work and living. It all just is a living. Like the masculine and the feminine merging together, also life and work and all the duties merging to just being in a state of celebration, a constant celebration of our being.
And that has come up in multiple sessions, the being in state of constant celebration, because this is working with our connections, because many of our connections come through all of the emotions, and some of the emotions don't feel so light. And yet they're part of it. It's part of the dark, and just recognizing that and being with it. So it's being light in the middle of the dark. It's just being, that lightness of being. And so we're tapping into that now, just being that lightness of being. Even when we get knocked off our feet, we can always come back. We always have that as a marker. We always have that as a ground wire. So we're grounding that lightness of being into our physical being, into our tissues, into our cells, into our metabolism, into our relationships, not just with people, with ourselves, but also with our environment around us.
While that comes in, I'm also feeling like a big circulation plug in on the whole body energy of deep and in the deep core. Like I see that in the whole spinal fluid of deep-seated shame, also in the coccyx, the sacrum, like deep-seated, this core shame of, I am so ashamed just to be me, and to clear that out, and that lightness can just flow through the body.
Yeah, I see it through, like you said, through the spinal fluid and also in the marrow, in the bone marrow.
And then I'm seeing this sign, just the on and the off, like turning this to on, like turning us on. We are on. We're so often like buried alive, but this on switch, we are on. And when you turn on around, when you turn the on around, the no. So also clearing, claiming our no's for what we don't want to do. It's like a big no. And when we turn that around, it's an on. So when we say no with a full yes, then we are on, actually.
I love it. Except for no is necessary sometimes, because that's part of the discernment. And so I love that. We can turn it around. That's a beautiful.
Yeah, and the no needs to be claimed exactly like our shadows. You know, it's beautiful to say a no with a big yes. Yes, I'm saying no to you, this. And then the no has the power, and then we are on through that. We are not being martyrs or pleasing anybody or pleasing the day or trying to be someone. No, we are saying actually no to things, and that turns us on.
Mm. Brilliant. That is brilliant. Everybody imagine that, see that in whatever way it works for you, see the no and how it's like a switch, and we can turn it from no to on. Nice.
I'm also getting no N-O to K-N-O-W for some reason.
Mm. So how are you seeing that fitting in with this formula, Andy?
Well, you're describing the no and the on kind of flipping back and forth, whereas sometimes the no, instead of flipping, kind of transforms into the K-N-O-W.
Okay.
It's like your vision of it. It's like a visual perception distortion.
Got it.
Sometimes we just have to change our perception of what's going on, because we think it's a no, but it's really... like, you know, a yes, or, but that a no or a block is a, you know, is helping us to gain an understanding, like the no, K-N-O-W.
Okay, so we're just going to integrate it in here into part of this and just let it show up for people as it shows up. And if anybody gets a specific visual for themselves, we know it's for you, but feel free to share, because it's always fun to share. Throat is coming up right now.
On the no, and then what I was picking up here as I was breathing in and doing a little meditation is no and on combined is noon, and noon is right above us, and midnight is right below or around us. It's another time of now.
Nice. So time is playing with you now.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's already begun. Yay.
Nice.
Very nice.
Noon is nice.
Very nice. Throat. There's still a hand around my throat. What is that? There is
freedom of speech.
Sense of being stopped.
It's the old patterns trying to stop you. Like holding you up against the wall. I mean,
So everybody on the call, just feel that and just gently pull it off of your throat.
I'm getting some cases Yeah, you just gently pull it off because it's not real. Another patient, so you've got to forcefully push back, like, you know, to get like no, N-O, boom.
Aha.
Like back off. Like use your heart energy to just blast them across the room. Kind of what I'm
and
doing.
Thank you for that, because
that's
the heart
awesome.
Energy is really key in that no, because the heart, that's a misnomer that a lot of people have about the heart. They think the heart energy is all nicey, nice, sweet, but the heart energy is power. The heart energy
yeah.
is courageous. The heart energy is gentle, but not always gentle. It is, it's strong. It's power. It's real. And so sometimes that's where the real no comes from, actually, through the heart. No.
If you have the strength of the heart energy to say the no for you, you may not have to use the physical energy to actually push. I find that a lot when I get into conflicts with patients and bosses and whatever situation. If you come from a strong place energetically, you may not have to use your words or, you know, your physical, whatever. But you got to be strong in the heart, or they will, or you know, they sense the fear and they'll attack. Then you will have to use your physical, you know, whatever potentially.
Nice. And that actually links up with what you were talking about earlier with the no turning into the KNOW. That
yep.
is when that turns into that knowing, then it's almost like you don't have to do anything. It just happens because you are knowing that. Beautiful.
When you want to run, sometimes you just got to hold the space and then it'll shift.
Yes. Nice.
I'm
also this
week we had Jupiter and Venus right next to each other every night, visible in the sky.
Nice.
And Mercury is right in there, so I'm just feeling them shining onto this session as well, and our eyes looking straight into that.
Beautiful.
Looking out onto the horizon. And taking that assistance again, softening to that, the assistance of the planetary alignment at the moment to help us be in our integrity and to not close our eyes and run away, but to be there, to really be there.
That's beautiful. And to feel what I feel is like, as you were saying, like all of these planetary configurations, like I said, it's like they, you know, they're all influencing us, and yet they are, it's coming back to that old phrase of the universe is conspiring in my favor. So what that means is none of these planets are working against us. And so it's really about tapping into that level of consciousness, that level of awareness, that even when things seem out of sorts, to be present in that moment, like you said, keep your eyes open and know from the heart that it's all working for you. Let's tap that in. And lately when I tap things in, I tap them in into the head and the heart and the belly at minimum.
And I'm feeling really John's work also coming into all of us. He's doing widening that so much, what he's doing with the soul and the, you know, the three brains. And we are all in the matrix, or most of us, so in this call we all are. So to really bring that energy in as well. Integrating the breath into the soul, and
and
integrating
that's exactly.
Into our souls, in the brain.
Bringing it into the three brains. And I'm going to share with you my own perspective from the ancient wisdom as well. You know, they talk about the religious perspective of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, the Father is the Creator, the Son is the human, the Holy Ghost is the human in action. So, head, heart, belly. Wow. I'm getting that this is complete. Anybody else have anything?
I'm not getting anything else.
I'm having a lot of wind here, so just hoping that blows through all of us and also going out into the, not just staying with us, but going transpersonal into,
yes,
into the whole collective consciousness, not just us.
Spreading this session. That is always my intention. Spreading this session to anyone who is ready, willing, and able to receive it on this planet and beyond.
Always.
And when I say anyone, I mean any living being. Okay.
There's just rain setting in here too. Really gentle, soft rain.
Uh-huh.
Feeling that also raining into our bodies, just settling it, and this softness of being even kissed by each raindrop tenderly, like a sign from the skies that it feeds us with this nourishing liquid.
Beautiful.
Are you getting storms there, Debbie?
Oh, yeah, we have. There's a hurricane that just passed us.
Well, I know. I just was realizing that wow. It's like, I remember, wasn't it one of the Body Talk conferences, there was a storm offshore?
Yes.
2007 or 2009, one of those two.
I have no record. I mean, I know there was, but I have no idea what year.
Yeah, it was one of the ones in Clearwater, and I only went to those two, so.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a beautiful, chaotic, blustery day. It's awesome.
I would like to add one more thing.
Okay, can you keep? Yeah, if you keep it in the heart, Jody, please.
It's on the Great Sea.
Yes.
Has sent us a shift, or sent me a shift.
Nice.
It moves me.
Nothing.
As the weed in a great river, the earth,
nice,
and the great weather move me.
Nice.
Have carried me away and move me inward to parts with joy. A celebration for today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Welcome. Okay. I'm going to take everybody off mute. So. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. May all good things come to us.
Very true.
Oh, yes. May we recognize them.
Yes, they're here.
Yes.
They're all here.
Oh, thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Good night.